welcome to another episode of Social Jump Shot. This is Josie. Now today I want to discuss, you know, reasons why you should not care what other people think of you. And I'm going to start the discussion off with a meme that I saw on the internet. It's in quotations and it says, "What will people say?" This sentence has killed more dreams than anything else in the world. I will need to talk about it. You know, most people care what other people think to some extent, you know. However, if you're a people pleaser who needs external validation throughout the day, it can be tough on you. And, you know, many times it's not something, it's not just like it was their choice per se, but a lot of it has to do with childhood, going on from childhood, trying to make sure that you do everything that your parents want you to do, and you want to make sure that they, you know, for example, you would say like, hey, my mom was a doctor and she wants me to be a doctor, so I have to do what she wants and put my dream aside, you know, to ensure that she's happy. That's a perfect example. But in order to find happiness and self-confidence, you have to consider some ways that will help you to accept yourself and find validation from inside. You know, internal validation means you find answers with introspection. You know, people who are internally validated know how to like themselves. And you need to know to like yourself. You don't need outside approval to feel happy. You know, some famous and some successful people don't worry about what their critics have to say, whether it's good or bad, because, you know, they know how to find confidence and security in themselves than, you know, keeping tabs on what other people think of them. So the first reason I'm going to list here is that you have to look in the mirror. One reason you should stop caring what people think about you is because no one else is your judge. Whether you are a business owner or you're an entrepreneur, you define your ethics and your values. You know who you are. You know what makes you comfortable. So it don't make no sense to go over there and say, I would look good to this person, so I need to change this about myself. I need to change my personality so I won't seem like an outcast, or I need to do this, or I need to... No. It's all about... The Bible talks about denying self. But in the same breath, you have to ensure that you're comfortable not pleasing people, because you're only supposed to please God. Number two is because other people don't know you. You know, you don't even pay much for care about what people think and the opinion of you, because no one truly knows you. You spend time with yourself every day. You think about what matters most to you. You reflect on your past and you think about your future and how you have grown and how you have evolved as a person. Who can tell how you grow and how you evolve? Who can tell you what you like? Come on, guys. We need to do. You don't need to better. You know, another reason why you should not care what people think is that when you set your mind to something, your creativity overflows. Your creativity overflows, rather. So you have the power to not allow people to hold you back when it comes to your imagination and your creativity. You know what inspires you. You know what drives you. And if you're going to allow someone else's opinion to get in the way of that, then that's your downfall. This specific point has affected me in the past. I mean, young teenager, aspiring entrepreneur, business-minded, just dropping out of high school. You know, I had an interview because I had a business plan and everything, because I mean, I was a business student in high school. You know, we got assignments to do, you know, business, to create a business basically. So it would require everything that you'd need in the Jamaican economy to create a business. So a business plan with sales projections, marketing, your marketing side, your production, all of that. So I had my business plan ready. I had an interview with a bank, you know, to get a small business loan. I was 18. That means I was not fresh out of school, but if you get what I mean, I was 18 and I wanted to get something started. And, you know, I shared my thoughts with someone, my goals, and, well, I was held back because, one, my decision-making ability was not mature, and I allowed my family member to say, hey, you're too young to do this and whatever. So I was not motivated and I got scared and it didn't actually happen. And I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just saying that you know yourself, so you're not supposed to allow anybody to hold you back when it comes to achieving what you want to achieve. On to the next point, you define success with your goals. So guess what, guys? You're going to spend time writing down your goals so you're more aware of what you want in life and what you want for yourself, what you want for your family. It don't matter if someone else thinks you should go to a certain direction. You know the path where you want to go, and you want to know if you want to go left or if you want to go right. It all depends on you. So guess what? Don't really care what other people want. Define your goals as you know your goals. And this is similar to the point before. Number 5, which is the most important to me, the most important point I'm going to talk about, is that other people have them baggage. Other people project their issues on you because they're not as aware about who they are and where they have been as you have or as you are. So if you worry about what others think, you're wasting time because they could be criticizing you for something they regret. A lot of times we see people are suffering in silence. And funny enough, they try to take it out on you or on other people, which is totally unfair. So and selfish, I might add. So yeah, they do this. People have baggage. Some people pretend so perfectly, and I mean they need to get classes. They need to, they don't even need classes. They need to get into Edna Manley and, you know, audition for all the movies that are coming up. And so, well, that's, but you get what I'm saying, guys. But, you know, they act on the outside as if, you know, they're perfect and they're going through so much, and everybody goes through a lot of things, through certain seasons and stuff. But there are people who spend their time and make it their point of duty to bring somebody else down, when really and truly you have it bad too. Number 6, you control your feelings. So contrary to popular belief, people can't make you feel a certain way about yourself. You decide how to respond to what others say. You choose to turn a negative into a positive, vice versa, or an opportunity to learn or grow. A lot of times, you know, they might say the person who said this and make me feel bad, but honestly, they don't. It's up to you. You choose. And, you know, it has become the norm for a lot of people that they don't even know that they're the ones that are choosing. It has become like reflex, you know? So, you have to decide. You have to learn how to control your feelings. That's something that I'm currently working on right now. It's not easy, but you know, we gotta do what we have to do. You know, nothing good, nothing valuable comes easy. So if it's hard, it's only making you better. You know, nothing that's good comes easy. So guys, if it's hard for you, just keep on working on it. One day you'll get where you need to go. You'll reach the goal that you want to reach. And I'm gonna list the last point. You really can't read minds. Because it's foolish to care what other people think, because they don't actually know what they believe. You know, many people lie and they deceive others because they don't know who they are. So without the ability to read into another person's mind, you don't really know what they believe. And once you know a true person's, a person's true motivations, then you can make your decisions. Remember guys, only you can make you happy. Don't count on anybody, whether at your job or in a relationship, to validate how you feel about yourself and what you do. You have to take steps to validate yourself from within if you truly want to be happy. And that's just that. So guys, sometimes it's tough out there, but remember, you don't need validation from anybody. You know what you do and you know how you do it. So keep on doing what you're doing, and trust me, one day you will be greatly rewarded. Thank you so much guys for tuning in to another episode of Social Jump Shot. I enjoyed this discussion and I hope you did too. Feel free to send any comments you'd like and any questions that you may have. I am grateful for the support that I've been getting over the years since I've been doing my podcast journey. Not really consistent, but I'm grateful for the amount of support that I'm receiving, and I'm still working on ensuring that, you know, I bring out content. So I'm so grateful. I hope you guys enjoyed the discussion and love to hear your feedback. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day or evening or morning wherever you are in the world. Thank you.